And CFM.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here. The impact of the coronavirus crisis on employment in the country has been made clearer. The jobless rate hit 6.2% in April, an increase of 1% compared to the month previous, which equates to close to 600,000 fewer people in work. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the numbers could have been much worse if the government didn't launch into action with its financial support packages.
So we have 1.6 million Australians who are on JobSeeker and Youth Allowance, and now we have 6 million Australian employees that are covered by the more than 860,000 businesses that are formally enrolled in the JobKeeper program.
And some good news for South Australia. The state's recorded its seventh day of no new COVID-19 cases. There's been 9 in Victoria overnight, 4 in New South Wales and none in Queensland. While more than 5.7 million have now downloaded the government's COVID-19 tracing app. Meantime, our Deputy Chief Medical Officer's weighed in on talks some cruise ship companies plan to take passengers from September. Nick Coatsworth says from his professional opinion, it's probably not the right time to talk travel.
There will be an opportunity with time to consider where your vacation is and whether cruise ships are the right place to go, but I would suggest that that's too early at this point in time.
And Kmart's been making changes this week as restrictions across the country slowly start to ease. Its sneeze screens will stay in place. However, its hold service is back in effect and purchase restrictions have now been lifted.
You ready?
The Knights coach is keen to learn when his team will finally get to lace up the boots and play a top flight match. While officials have confirmed May 28 as the official restart date, it's understood the draw may not be finalised until next week. Meantime, Adam O'Brien's weighed in on news a one ref system will be used when the revamped season gets underway.
If we went back to the start when this pandemic first came into play, our number one thing was let's get back to footy.
However, the refs aren't as stoked on the idea, with their union taking the NRL to the Fair Work Commission. Strike action hasn't been ruled out either.